Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practice Series. Schachmetz. Schachmetz. I know many, many people use schachmetz for their schach. And the truth is that there's a lot of conversation about, there's a lot of discussion among the poskim of the various different types of mats and the many, many different issues that the poskim address when discussing whether they're kosher for schach. Now, as I said, many people use them. It seems to be common practice to use them. But one of the issues that comes up, Rav Yashiv had a problem with a certain type of mat, which were slats of wood, different slats of wood that were tied together. So there's a question of maimid, what the material, the string that's used to tie the wood together. We're not going to talk about that. But there's a very interesting concern that Rav Yashiv had. That's based on the Gemara in today's daf, Sukkah daf Yudal, on Amud Aleph. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about using nesarim, using beams of wood as schach. And the halacha we paskin in Tafresh Chavtes and Sefer Ches, that there's a problem of gzeras tikra, that if you use as your schach wood, that could have beams of wood, that could have the appearance of the ceiling, it's going to be possible. Now, granted, the halacha, me'ikr hadin, that's only if this beam of wood is four tefachim wide. If it's less than four tefachim wide, there's still a minig not to use it. But four tefachim wide, we paskin, it's not kosher schach. Therefore, came Rav Yashiv and said, based on a Rashba, Beis Yosef in Simen Tafres Chavtes quotes this Shuvas Rashba from Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Yud Gimel, that, says the Rashba, if I have different beams of wood, which truthfully, each one is less than four tefachim wide, so each beam of wood wouldn't be a problem. There wouldn't be a gzeres tikra. But they're nailed together. They were nailed together even if there's space in between each beam. It's like a little bit like a ladder. That they're nailed together. They're all connected. They're able to join up together. And if they're more than four tefachim wide, then you're going to have the gzeres tikra. You're going to have this psul. It's going to be pasul schach. Therefore, said Rav Yashiv, I have these slats of wood. Now, as an aside, I hope not to confuse anybody, each one of these slats of wood, you could also argue, maybe there's a midig not to use it. Okay, let's get over that, past that. So each one of these little slats of wood, they're all joined together. You have the string that's tying it all together. So said of Yashiv, that's like the ladder of the Rashba. Since I have different beams of wood, which are joined together, they're attached to be larger than four tefachim wide, then it's going to be a problem, there's going to be a psul, because of gzeras tikra. So again, Rav Yashiv said, if I have these slats of wood that are tied together, it's more than four tefachim wide, it's possible. Why? Because of our Mishnah, because of gzeras tikra. But there are two reasons why some poskim don't assume like Rav Yashiv. There's a svara from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Halicha Shlomo, which he says in Perches Halacha Hey, that they're so small, these slats of wood. You can't say that there's a gzeres tikra here. You can't say that joined together to become it. That's not similar to a ceiling at all. The whole concept of gzeres tikra is that's similar to a ceiling. This isn't similar to a ceiling at all. Each slat of wood is so small. Dakos me'od. They're very narrow. But there's another svara. There's a comment from Nissen Kralitz and Chutshani. He points out that if you look in the Gemara, really later in the parak, the mission explicitly tells us they would use mats for schach. So how could you say that a mat is going to be a problem because of the Rashba? Okay. So what's the difference? How do you distinguish between a mat and the case of the Rashba? If you have all joined together, it's more than four tefachim wide, Rav Yashiv had a compelling svara. So explain the Rishon Karelitz, and really the Shevet Alevi, Shmuel Vazner, also said the same svara. That no, the Rashba was talking about where it's a hard piece of wood, where it's all joined together and you can't really bend it. But you're able to roll it up, you're able to bend it. That doesn't look like a ceiling, that's not like a roof. So it's really the underlying principle of Rishon Karelitz, Shmuel Vazner, Shlomo Zalman Orbach. They're all saying the same idea, that ultimately if you want to say that there's a psul, if you want to say that this isn't going to be kosher schach because of gzeras tikra, it has to be similar to a tikra. It has to be similar to a ceiling. If for whatever reason, either because it's foldable or because it's so narrow, or I'm able to roll it up, that distinguishes it from a ceiling in such a fundamental way, then it wouldn't be included in this gzera, in this psul of a gzeras tikra.